Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. We weren't just digging into turkey on Thanksgiving. Adobe Analytics says American consumers spent more than $6 billion yesterday shopping online. That's a new Thanksgiving Day record, an 8.8% jump from a year ago. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry tells ABC that's despite inflation remaining an issue.
Definitely consumers are making trade-offs. When the price of the basics is a little bit higher, they might be having looking for more of a value play for their consumer electronics, and so we're trying to make sure we have something.
Mexico's president said there will not be a tariff war with the U.S. President-elect Trump has vowed to implement tariffs against Canada and Mexico because of how he says they've handled the border. Russia's launched a massive barrage against Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure as winter approaches. And French President Emmanuel Macron showed off the rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral set to reopen December 8th after the 2019 fire. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Work on requests for the state budget is getting underway in December. Terry Barr has the story.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin State Parks are moving to a new 12-month admission pass. Brittany Merlot explains the difference.
It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin, starting Monday, December 2nd. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it. When previously, all passes expired on
December 31st. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
If you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. People are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
And I'm Lisa Hale. For these stories and more, visit civicmedia.us.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
This is all 11 when it comes down to running, you know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because, you know, Josh is bound to break one at any time. And then, you know, obviously that helps us, you know, in other scenarios where, you know, they think runs come in, they load the box and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and faced the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. You know, we're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear, our low between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, upper teens to low 20s. By Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert won her new safely Republican seat by only half the margin of her Republican predecessors. But she is already back hard at work in Congress, laser focused on the issue that Coloradans sent her there to address, underwater space aliens. Boebert said, quote, the American people are being kept in the dark. Her line of questioning was pretty out there.
There are rumors that have come up to the Hill of a secretive project within the Department of Defense involving the manipulation of human genetics with what is described as non-human genetic material, potentially for the enhancement of human capabilities, hybrids. Are any of you familiar with that? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
I am not, ma'am.
I'm not.
No, ma'am.
What?
Mm-hmm. Does anyone think education might be a problem? Can underwater space aliens be controlled with Jewish space lasers?
Oh.
I know. Let's ask Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Hi, good morning, Randy.
You're making her laugh.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah.
We are considerably less happy than when we ran into each other at the DNC, but hi. Good morning.
Well, you know, let's say that science should be rocking and rolling here.
Oh, my God. Randy. Here's the vicious circle, you know, we get into is liberals get accused of talking down to people and blah, blah, blah. And then, we are in this horrible place we are in where people have voted against their self-interest again. And I don't know what, you know, if there's one definitive answer, but, you know, you tweeted about Florida's average SAT scores have dropped to 948 in 2024,
wow.
18 points lower than last year, nearly 70 points lower than in 2017.
Wow.
The education state, as Ron DeSantis likes to call it, is now ranked 47th. I mean, these people, you know, we're joking about playing Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, but... someone was talking about Joe Rogan's influence, and he proudly says, I'm just dumb. I don't really know anything. Go ahead.
Well, let me, first off, thank you for having me on. And then there's, you know, I could wax for a long time on what I think has happened here. But let me just say this. I do think, and I wrote this weekend in an op-ed. Al Shanker used to do an op-ed every week for the New York Times. I do it once a month. But I wrote in the op-ed, I do think it was the price of eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these other things are part of what's going on.
There's other factors.
And these folks... Because Lauren Boebert was like this before the 2022 election, and she literally almost lost her race to Adam Frisch at that point by just a couple hundred votes, and then she moved to another place. Mm-hmm. I think that the issue is we have two realities. We have reality one, which, you know, you and I try to live in, and then there is this kind of lack of fact-based reality, which Boebert and others live in. But most people who are non-college graduate, non-college working class folk basically have been saying, not just through COVID, but before COVID, before the 2008 recession, before NAFTA, that what they want is to have a decent life for themselves and their families.
Yeah.
And the chart, the two charts that matter to me most in the post-election, you know, gap fest has been, number one, that people who were poor voted for Trump, and number two, or more people who are poor voted for Trump. I don't have the chart in front of me. And number two, a Steve Rattner chart that showed that that more families now no longer make more money going forward than going backwards.
Right.
That our kids are making less money than we are. And so these two things, that America, what normally binds America together is that we believe that there's going to be opportunity that's better in the future than it was in the past, and that our kids will do better. And so when you see the price of gas or the price of eggs or the price of bacon or your groceries, that is a reality that's shared by a lot of people.
Right.
And so it was exploited by the Boeberts and the others of the world,
Randy, here's,
to do something completely different than what they what it meant.
But let me just interrupt you for a moment. So I was reading a tweet. Do people really think the price of everything is going to magically drop in January? WTF is wrong with them. I would ask you about critical thinking skills. It's not just the disinformation that Trump won entirely on lies and on no plan at all for inflation. It's that, why are people so prone to believe these lies?
Half the adults in America are not as literate as you and I would hope that they are. The adult illiteracy rate is about 50%. What you're saying right now is absolutely right. There's a whole lot of people that fear knowledge. And I would say that there's been a huge indictment of our education, of our test-based education system. You know, in 2000, everybody, you know, Bush, Kennedy, all of them were like, okay, just create test. What we need to do is project-based instruction. What we need to do is critical thinking. What we need to do is kids being able to discern right from wrong, and not right from wrong, but fact from fiction, mm-hmm. understand context.
Yeah.
What we need to do is create joy in schools. So there is a huge indictment here of what we can do as school teachers in terms of being able to impart those skills. But I would say this, when fear and anxiety rule, as they did in terms of the price of eggs, it's hard to get through. And our job going through the next 2 years is to do exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
These things, root for the best, root for the price of eggs to go down. But already in the last month, the mortgage rate, the fixed mortgage rate for homes mm-hmm. went up 1%. Mm-hmm. So already the market is saying that what Trump said in terms of reducing costs ain't going to happen. Already Musk has said, oh, no, we really shouldn't do tariffs. Why?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to compete with China. He wants to sell things in China. We have a big job to do going forward. But the one thing I wouldn't do is I wouldn't actually undermine what people really felt, which is they feel pain about not being able to get ahead for themselves and their families.
Right. But I guess, again, my point would be Kamala Harris did talk about that. She did talk about prices being too high and what she was going to do about it. Let me just, when I texted...
So, Stephanie,
go ahead.
Look, the people who read the newspapers voted for Kamala Harris by plus six. People who followed the race voted for her.
Yeah.
People who made their low propensity voters who made their minds up at the end, plus 19 Trump. So yes, she did, and I think she's fantastic.
Yeah.
But this whole notion of how we communicate with each other and how people actually hear what's being said, it's just something we have to learn.
Yep. So you retweeted Dr. Hotez, who said, for years and in pandemic, he has targeted me, incited violence with me and my family, with conspiracy nonsense, because I made low-cost, patent-free COVID vaccines and other vaccines for the world, reaching 100 million people at $3 a dose. He is a hero. When I texted Dr. Irwin Redlener, who's our regular, about Bobby Kennedy's nomination, he said the ultimate you to science, health, safety, and every American a living nightmare. I mean, they're almost like proudly anti everything, expert facts, science. I mean, what I don't know how you inoculate our kids against that.
Well, I think what we do is we start with what we should be doing in schools, which is number one, we have an obligation to protect our kids and protect families. We have an obligation to fight for their dignity. That is what schooling is. Number two, we have to lift up what really works, and we have to transform schools so that every public school is a place that parents want to send their kids and educators want to work and kids thrive. So they're going to be doing all this stuff here, and we're going to be working on the local level through our communities, because look what happened in terms of down ballot races.
Yeah,
it was almost as if there were two different worlds.
Thank you. And you said that Americans voted in state after state to protect public education and funding for public services. They elected school board candidates who see public education as a pathway to opportunity. I mean, part of what I think we have to continue to fight, Randy, I'm sure you saw this, the clip of the mom at the school board meeting who continually said the word retard and said, you're not going to police my speech. She was telling her kid it's okay. You know, so when we have the biggest bully we've ever seen as president of the United States, how do you teach your children? Now we have, texts going out to black people about where to show up to pick cotton. We have texts going out to Hispanic people and gay people about, being deported and going to re-education camps. I mean, how do you teach kids in this environment of hate that it's still not okay? go ahead.
The number one, we do what Tim Snyder said. I have a very worn copy of Snyder's book. Okay. Let me see if I can find it.
My friend JoJo from Jurors is obsessed with him. We've got to get him on. Yes. Yeah.
This is my very, very worn copy of it. It says On Tyranny.
Yeah.
Which is you don't obey in advance. And you be as courageous as you can. But there's a third piece, which is we create community. And when you create community, and I'm not just talking about creating communities within our tribes, create communities cross-tribe, create community cross-generationally, create community cross-ethnically, cross-gender. When we start creating community and being with our families, being with our schools, then we start having not just a fight back, but a fight forward.
Yep.
And I think that's what schooling is.
Yeah.
And that is what we will do. And you're not, when you see a bully, you try to stop a bully.
Yeah.
But one of the ways that you stop a bully is if all the other people around start saying to the bully, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you doing it? You're not going to stop Donald Trump that way. He is the best marketer in the world. He is like Reagan, like FDR. He has a skill that is probably, Molly Fast said this, it's probably unique in this generation.
Yeah.
But in terms of the rest, look what we have done in terms of schooling. Look what Moms for Liberty, I mean, one of the things I chuckled about in the last few days is that Steve Bannon on his podcast.
I was just going to mention this.
Tiffany,
there's silver
Justice
lining.
On, you know, saying, why did you lose? Well, why did they lose? Because the people around children basically said, no, I don't want that. Now, they didn't say that in terms of national election with the great marketer, but they said that locally. Mm-hmm. So we build up locally,
yep,
and we do what works. So I have one more thing to say,
yep,
which is one of the things I have tried to get the Biden administration to do a lot. And, you know, they recognized it on Thursday when we had a career, or Wednesday when we had this classroom to career event at the White House, is that we need to transform high schools. 60% of kids do not go to college.
Yeah.
We need to bring the jobs, the opportunities, the apprenticeships into high school.
Yeah.
Stackable credentials like we're doing,
yeah,
with Micron in Syracuse. We,
yeah,
need to change high schools to be about more projects and less tests.
All right.
More relational, more critical thinking.
All right, we've gone way long, so I better get extra credit. You were grading those papers. I better get a gold star. Do you know how long I went with you? I love you. Goodbye,
you're
Randy.
You got a gold star.
Yes. Thank you so much,
thank
Randy.
Thank you.
I had a Catholic school sweat when she had, yeah, a big sheet of papers. I'm like, is mine in there? How did I do? This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's. Bonnie's appetite is back until she eats the weird thing in the yard again. Just like the Trump voters did. I'm going to eat this again and see if my stomach. Okay. Anyway, she's back on Dr. Marty's.
Yay.
Yay. Dr. Marty's, they go crazy for it because it is superfoods, Bobby Kennedy. It's not a McDonald's of dog food like a lot of people feed their dogs. It's superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, all the nutrients, all the flavor, packed right in there. And right now you can get 54% off Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world. They got, what's that? Yes, kitty food too, Nature's Feast. Yeah, 54% off and a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Holy cow, you just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. If you want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas, order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them. They make perfect gifts for my family, too. But did you know Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer, like their socks. They come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultralights, just like a thermostat. Choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. Receive an amazing 25% off your heatholders.com order this week, only through Cyber Monday with the code Miller25, plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Go to heatholders.com and use the code Miller, the number 25, to save 25% through Cyber Monday. That's heatholders.com. Don't forget that code is Miller25.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Shiny.
Stephen Beschloss coming up soon. To our conversation with Randy, the head of the teachers union, Dan, talking about the Joe Rogan secret. Steph, I'm a decades-long fan of yours, never miss a show, so much so I won't schedule or accept meeting invites at work that start before 9 a.m. Eastern.
Oh.
I think that is a rule to live by.
I agree.
That's the golden rule. There's been all this talk about Joe Rogan and his influence on young men, but there seems to be something missing from the discussion. Joe Rogan doesn't have an overtly political show. It's truly just a guy who portrays himself as a working class everyman who admits openly he's not that bright. That's something to aspire to.
That is kind of one of his refrains, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has right-leaning politicians on from time to time, has rambling conversations with them, asks them a few usually dumb questions, the sort of questions his audience might ask. When they respond, he doesn't usually challenge them much, says something like, that sounds reasonable, but what do I know? That's it. That's the genius of his subtle persuasion. There's a million guys out there who are nodding their heads in agreement. Shows like yours, Tom's, John's, Frangela are vital to counterbalancing what's on the right. They provide a community for politically engaged liberals. Like you, I wish there was more exposure and better infrastructure, but I also wish there was a non-political show that was subversively left, hosted by a guy. I'm afraid it's going to have to be a guy. I'm fine in the patriarchy. I'm fine. Like Rogan.
Are you?
The mushball middle, especially in their 20s and 30s, seem terrified of anything being overtly political. They may have liberal-leaning views at the end of the day, but I don't think they're all that comfortable with left or right-oriented programming. They're comfortable with a guy who doesn't even pretend to be the smartest kid in the room, someone who's not going to bombard them with facts but might be able to steer them along. I don't know that those guys, if Kamala Harris had gone on his show, were suddenly going to go young and vote for the black lady. Because I'm just telling you, in all the interviews I've seen, Jody, I don't know if you've watched them, it is rife with, is rapey the right word? Just misogyny?
That's all of the
homophobia,
above.
Like this is sort of dude bro. I mean, one thing, one person I would say is, listen to, who am I thinking? Mark Maron.
Mark Maron.
Who is left, but also same thing. Like his show is not necessarily
right
political. And that's why I think our show is wildly popular. Fart jokes, D jokes, jokes about whale,
fecal
plumes,
yeah.
Bears.
Kayaks and bears.
29 minutes after the hour.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there is something you can do and a number you can call. Terry Barr has more.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lierley.
I see it all the time, and I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. No, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 130,000 people in our state have used the 988 number since it started in 2022. I'm Terry Barr.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what kind of winter weather we can expect this year.
Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season, but last season was slow for snow. In fact, tons of businesses suffered with the lack of it, especially in the Northwoods. But things are changing in the weather pattern.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions, too.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service.
Today is Black Friday, but tomorrow's the big day for small businesses. Founded in 2010, the first Saturday after Thanksgiving became Small Business Saturday, an effort to help small businesses gain local support during the busiest of shopping seasons. In 2023, U.S. shoppers spent $17 billion at small businesses on Small Business Saturday. I'm Lisa Hale for Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear, our low between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, upper teens to low 20s. By Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Patients face the FATS campaign.
non-human hybrids with special capabilities. Boba was not done there. She spent most of her allotted time questioning the experts about alien cities and civilizations in the depths of the sea.
And so are there any accounts of UAPs emerging from or submerging into our water, which could indicate a base or presence beneath the ocean's surface?
I don't know about a base, but a different source entirely described this pretty extraordinary footage that exists of an orb coming out of the ocean and being met by another orb.
And it seems like there's still some questions that we need answers to, and we will not relent until we get those to the American people.
Forward clearly left the hearing without her answers on aliens, but said that she is looking forward to working with the incoming Trump administration to get to the bottom of this alien hybrid human thing and those underwater alien cities.
Underwater.
She saw the abyss way too many times.
Or Aquaman. Who's that guy? He's hot.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he's hot. Do we get more of him?
I was married to Lisa Bonet at one point.
He was.
Oh, yes. That's maximum hotness. Uh-huh. Okay.
And her ex-husband is friends with him.
Oh, okay.
John tweets, her the colossal ex-husband. Nerve of these holes to talk about DEI hires when Trump is nominating the most blatantly unqualified cabinet in American history.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Randy brought up Tim Snyder. We've got to get him on. JoJo from Jersey is obsessed with him. He wrote the book on autocracy.
Oh,
He said, imagine you are a foreign leader who wishes to destroy the United States. How could you do so? The easiest way to be to get Americans to do the work themselves, to somehow induce Americans to undo their own health, law, administration, defense, and intelligence. From this perspective, Trump's proposed appointments, Kennedy Jr., Gates, Musk, Ramaswamy, Gabbard are perfect instruments. They combine narcissism, incompetence, corruption, sexual incontinence, personal vulnerability, dangerous convictions, foreign influence, as no group before them has done. These proposed appointments look like decapitation strike, destroying the American government from the top, leaving the body politic to rot and the rest of us to suffer. I do not defend the status quo. I have no doubt whatsoever the Department of Defense and FDA require reform, but such reform of these or other agencies would have to be guided by people with knowledge and experience who cared about their country, who had a vision of improvement. That is simply not what's happening here. We are confronted instead with a group of people who, were they to hold the positions they have been assigned, could bring an end to the United States of America. It sure looks like that. I mean, okay. Let's go to Karen in Chicago, my boo-foo.
Yes, all of that.
Thank you. All of this.
You just said. All of this. And, you know, yes, I totally agree. And I've been talking about Timothy Snyder and, you know, talking about the importance of building community. This is one big community, the Stephhead community. And I have to say, too, we have to, like, keep in mind in Texas, the maternal death rate has gone up 56%.
Yeah.
My good friend of the show, Anita from San Antonio's daughter, along with thousands and thousands of other women in Texas, are not able to access gynecological care because everybody is leaving. So this has been going on for 2 years. You couple that with the heartbreak of what just happened with this election, the anxiety that everybody is feeling. Chris, my darling, you have every right to have whatever conversations with your friends and congratulate them. But just please, with love, I just want to say this to you. Understand the audience that's hearing that. It feels a little bit like a lack of consideration and a little bit disrespectful. And then to say what you said to Anita, and you can say you don't care about what I have to say either, but to say what you said to Anita, I don't think that was fair. And I think that was talking down to her a little bit. We are all under anxiety. And yes, you can have whatever conversations you want. Nobody's saying that you can't. But when you have an audience and you say to 6 million of us who are out here dealing with just thinking about what's to come, please understand where we're coming from too.
let me, and this is very awkward for me defending Chris. I just think that, you know, you've heard my whole journey with my mom. My mom was a, you know, Fox News watching Trump voter, but she's my mom. And, you know, she got, as you know, Alzheimer's when she got older. What I'm saying is we're all going to have to make our own, you know, decisions about our family and friends, and whatever Chris's relationship is with his friend is his business. My friend Marsha went to visit her MAGA relatives in Dallas this weekend. I left her a message. I'm like, listen, this is the sexy liberal evacuation team. Do you need an evacuation from Texas? Yeah. And she was talking about the make Dallas great again hats and just, you know, but again, they're her relatives and she, you know, they've decided just not to talk politics.
Yeah, no, and I just, all I'm saying is this, and, we are all feeling this right now. And so, yes, everybody has to navigate it the way they need to navigate it, but just understand where we're coming from and that how it may fall on all of us.
It's how it felt when Joe and Mika said they went to Mar-a-Lago to try. And again, this is
right, and it feels
right. It just feels like,
again,
oh my God.
The same, exactly.
This is not about politics anymore.
You know, no, it isn't. It isn't, and it's happening in Florida. It's been happening in Florida with PragerU. It's been. This is going to be a national thing now. So, I just with love, Chris. I love you. You know that. I hope you know that. But it just understand how it felt.
But
with a lot
Karen, here's to your point, actually, Dennis Prager. You didn't like me running into the airport, at the airport and taking
I
a picture
don't.
And a video. Okay, but again, he was a colleague of mine and Chris's back in the 90s and was, you know, I of course I abhor everything he stands for politically, but he was a colleague that was nice to us. When we work together, I'm not going to, kick him in the balls if I run into him in an airport, you know. So I think we all have to navigate these things how we navigate them, because everybody's relationship, like I was saying, if there's people in, let's just say my family that I don't have a relationship with anymore, it's because they were despicable for other reasons, but before they got to voting for Trump, you know, and
right.
So,
well, and you know, I'm going to have to probably go on Christmas, and I'm still trying to figure that out with my in-laws, because to me, their vote just said that they don't really care about my child. Mm-hmm. They don't really, you know, so all of this lip service that they've been paying to me about my son being who he is.
Yeah.
Am I to believe that they didn't hear that and they still voted for that?
Yeah. It's personal for a lot of us. Honey, hang in there. We love you. And we love Chris. Okay. See what I said there? Chris Hayes tweeted, just to be clear, the incoming Trump administration is going to war against their own Republican Senate majority and the Constitution's advice and consent provision so they can make a man investigated for sex trafficking a minor into the most powerful law enforcement officer in the country. This is not about just politics anymore. This is just basic decency. Our friend Olivia Troy said, Russian mouthpieces, puppy killers, sexual predators, no true background checks, testing the loyalty of the Republican Senate to the safety and security of Americans and the Constitution. A lot of people are rightfully terrified about what is happening. Oh, what's the latest thing I heard? They're going to do private background checks, not through the FBI.
Right.
They're going to hire private companies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How do you think those background checks are going to go? Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's clear. Everything's good because it's a private company. We paid to do the background. Oh, my God. Okay. Elon Musk tweeted, there will be consequences for those who pushed foreign interference hoaxes. The hammer of justice is coming. David Korn said, hey, Elon Musk, guess who confirmed that Russia attacked the 2016 election to help Trump and noted Trump helped Putin get away with it? Oh, Marco Rubio and Elise Stefanik. Read all about it here. This is literally not just the upside down. It is George Orwell. It's I don't even know what. This one made me laugh, at least. Someone tweeted a picture of Marco Rubio and Bobby Kennedy and just put Marco Polio.
Polio.
That's
funny.
That's a good one.
That's a new pool game for the kids.
That's funny.
It's
I
funny.
Like that. That's clever.
That's funny until a bunch of kids die polio and then it's not anymore. Okay.
Didn't Mitch McConnell have polio?
He did.
Yes, as a child.
He did.
So, yeah.
Someone tweeted.
Is he going to confirm RFK?
No.
Franklin tweets, the person who called Matt Gaetz a DUI hire.
That's a good one.
He's a DUI hire. Uh-huh. Get it? Because he also forgot about DUI because it's sex trafficking on the minors. I forgot about that. He was also a drunk driver. Okay. It's not important now. Okay. That is Michael in North Carolina. Hi, Mike.
Mama Louise Miller, must you and JoJo from Jurors work so blue?
Yes.
That happy hour was really something.
Yeah, I go back and get it if I were you. Go check your happy hour.
Yeah, it's still in the archives of the happy hour.
Anyway, Matt Gaetz, when his attorney general nomination finally gets scuttled, and he's not going to go crawl under a rock. He's going to go back to the House.
He already resigned the House. Oh, by the way, someone tweeted here. Where are we? Oh, Catherine tweeted, now whenever I go to the grocery store and pass the egg section, a tiny little voice in my head goes, I can't even look at you right now. I swear to God.
Don't blame the eggs.
I sent that to JoJo from Jersey, and she called eggs the C words.
Don't blame the eggs. That's the
story. I've never heard anyone call eggs the C word, but JoJo from Jurors somehow was able to pull it off. Okay. Speaking of which, Scarborough said Trump is Hitler and a serial rapist, and Trump said Joe left Congress because he murdered his staffer. Let's put that all behind us now and chill, because the show must go on. I'm telling you, this is all related to, where is it? Where is it, Jody? Hold, please.
I don't know what you do with your stuff over there.
Mass layoffs expected at CNN. Ratings plunge at MSNBC. Younger people aren't watching televised media. Legacy outlets lost much of the rest of us by ditching real journalism. We stood by as they boosted Trump election night, the final straw. I'm telling you, this is not going to get people back sucking up to Donald Trump.
Not to get too inside baseball with this, but Comcast, which owns Universal, NBC, MSNBC, NBC Network, NBC News, all of that, they are looking at spinning off all of their cable interests, which would include MSNBC, which would separate MSNBC from NBC News. And so if that should happen, that's more of a chance that MSNBC would go away completely. Is that what you want?
No, I can't live without my... Unless if Nicole Wallace will come to a show just in my living room, I'm fine then.
Every day?
Yeah,
for like 3 hours.
Well, what else is she going to be doing?
Cable television is in trouble right now. They're in big trouble.
I know what will help. The guy that wrote the FCC section of Project 2025 is going to be the new head of the FCC. What's his name? Brendan Carr, who I understand is very handsome and well-endowed.
FCC has nothing to do with cable programming.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And him. Okay.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with cable.
He does have stuff to do with terrestrial radio, though.
Right. Which is why I have a bleep button. So there, I'm in the clear.
Okay, but you just said F him. Probably shouldn't say F him.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Okay. Oh, boy.
47.
It's nice knowing you guys.
Yeah.
It was a good job
anywhere.
While I had it.
You're not going. You're going to stay here and fight. Where's Jody's snarly song? We're going to fight.
He doesn't know where it is. Sean put it in there somewhere.
I'm going to go down with... Swinging something?
Singing. I don't remember. Something. I sang it once. What? I don't remember.
What?
Here we go. Now that's the shut up. Why don't
you just shut up? Oh, that's a different snarly song. That's a shut up song. No, not this. All right, never mind. Oh, God. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show.
Oh, I got it. Here it goes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
You!
Nope. Different one.
Not that. Okay.
That's what Sean said it was. No,
Jody's fight song.
It's a fight thing, not an F.
Okay,
you.
This portion of the show is
it's okay.
Wrong. This portion of the show.
He's pretty. It's okay. He doesn't feel well.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not even
Give
pretty.
Him a minute. He doesn't feel well.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Oh, it's sick, faraway dog. That's Bonnie's rumbly, tumbly voice. She is the American voter. She ate that thing in the yard. It gives her a bad tummy for a day. Then she can't eat anything else, even her Dr. Marty's.
Uh-oh.
And then she feels better. And then what happens? She goes and gets the thing again in the yard. Okay, listen, kids. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, it's the best food in the world for your doggy, for your kitty, too. Nature's Feast for the kitties. Dr. Marty, world-renowned veterinarian. And it is made of literally all superfoods. That's the way I eat.
Yeah.
I eat all, like, veggies. Veggies and protein. Every lunch, dinner, right? I just love it. Love it. This is for your real children. Your furry children, this is actual superfoods, raw, freeze, dried, shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of Cod Crispies. Whee! Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders. Oh my God, I just got my Heat Holders stuff this weekend. This is the softest blanket I've ever felt. Oh my God, you know your snuggly blanket for like you're watching Netflix and chill or whatever you're doing?
Yeah.
I got the greatest hat, socks. I'm telling you, the warmest. Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I'm telling you, it is your go-to for winter. Even here in LA, I'm telling you, when I bike ride in the morning, for heat,
yep,
it's super cold. The blanket's perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets, fleece, vests will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers, game changer like their socks. They come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultralights. Just like a thermostat, you choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing, and you don't have to take my word for it. 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com and use the code Miller to receive 15% off your entire order. Shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Heatholders.com. Don't forget the code is Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer. 55 minutes after the hour, you mentioned Mitch McConnell having
polio
when he was a child. Yep. Devil History tweets, hey, you folks remember polio? No, you don't, because you likely don't know anyone with polio when you were growing up. That's because you and most people around you were vaccinated against polio, because vaccination against horrendous diseases is one of the greatest of all human discoveries. There's no wellness in a world that rejects this incredible science. No.
Every once in a while you hear about someone getting polio.
Right.
And, you know, so it's still out there. And if fewer people get the... don't get a polio vaccine, it will rear its ugly head again.
If, by the way, there's one thing whalehead, dead bear cub, brainworm idiots hearing. It should be the people he killed in Samoa. He went there with his anti-vax nonsense. And how many people died? Provably. Okay. Somebody else tweeted, my aunt is 70 years old. She's deaf. She has a tight friend group. They've all known each other since they went to the deaf elementary school together in the 60s. You want to know what else they have in common? Every one of them became deaf from the measles. Mm-hmm. Just an interesting little fact. Measles are not just cute little red dots.
Mm-mm. It's a very dangerous disease.
Okay. And Ms. B tweets, 99% of conservatism is basically making something up to be mad at and then being mad at it. Why are they still so mad? Even though they won? Is it me, or are they even more intolerable now? It's just, dear God. T-Pain says, fun fact, Trump's pick to oversee the Department of Justice cannot pass an FBI background check. Let that sink in for a moment. And Jeff Tiedrich says, Trump names Rusty Covered Nail as the Secretary of Tetanus. See, it's funny because it can't get much more ridiculous than it is.
Yes.
See. Steve in Chicago. Hi, Steve.
Hello. I'm generally in the Chris is always right camp, but I got to call him out on this one. He's been in the radio business long enough to know that if you want to keep something between you and your friend, keep it between you and your friend. If you discuss it on a national radio program, it's out there for us to discuss as well.
Oh, all right. Well, Chris doesn't want to reply to that, but okay. All right, let's move on. Dean Obadala, our buddy, our pal, said, if you think Trump is going to pull Matt Gaetz' nomination to be AG because Gaetz had sex with underage women, you have no idea who Trump is. One, Trump is a rapist. Two, Trump is testing the GOP senators to ensure they are 100% loyal to him. How do you think this ends, Jody? You have Mitch McConnell saying there will be no recess appointments, period.
Well, and he's not the
and Trump saying it's
right.
Nope. There's sources close to Trump saying nope. He's not, Matt Gaetz is his number one, you know, priority. Going to ram him through no matter what. It's going to be a test of, you know, what's that guy say? How high to jump and scratch your head or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean he gets off on humiliating people.
Yes, he does.
Are you kidding? Like, he's not salivating at the final humiliation of Mitch McConnell, like. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Stephen Beschloss next.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of the show. We'll look at Black Friday deals and look back at a couple of great interviews of the year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.